like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Hooray!
John, Zero Dark Thirty by Academy Award-winning director Kathryn Bigelow.
You and I know that this movie will be nipping at the heels of Lincoln for Best Picture of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe there is any other film as strong as this movie. If it's strong, and you might agree with me that it's a certainly strong film this year, what is it? Why should people go see it?
Okay, so Zero Dark Thirty is a movie about everything we don't know about the capture of Osama bin Laden. A decade that went into locating and eventually finding Osama bin Laden. But what this movie is really about is the journey of one woman, Jessica Chastain, who plays the lead character Maya. Her obsession, frankly, her life's work is put into this mission.
The interesting thing to me is, first of all, the distaff topic that you just brought up. One woman, mostly men, who are involved in this adventure.
Well, it's a man's world, right?
And so she is standing up and she gives them a strong expletive at one point. You MFs, she says. My problem is that there's no character arc. She is who she is from the beginning to the end. Now, it's not necessary that you have fully developed, fleshed out characters because you are really presenting an incident and its completion. But for me, what, for instance, puts this second to Lincoln, besides her, there's really nobody that's memorable. And even for her, I don't know truly who she is, where she came from. I do know, though, as you said, she's dogged in finding Osama bin Laden.
Well, and the thing that's interesting is you keep comparing this to Lincoln, but I was comparing it to Kathryn Bigelow's award-winning The Hurt Locker. The Hurt Locker has such rich character development, and the time goes by so quickly when you watch that movie because it is so unbelievably well done.
It's much more tense than this movie, actually.
Right.
This movie is process.
Frankly, it's a bit slow. There's a lot of hype about Zero Dark Thirty because of the subject, but also because of the conversation about torture.
The torture sequence, which is lengthy, is powerful because not many of us have seen the exact procedure for this waterboarding and whatever else they do to extract information. And for that, I was grateful. The movie made clear they didn't necessarily get information in this way. They just try to get information in this way.
It seems to me that the movie is done in a way of real time. So it's almost like you're watching a documentary.
Well, of course, the denouement is, I believe, in real time. When they're in that helicopter and they're flying to the compound, I believe she has cranked into real time. When they're going up, they even shoot some civilians, women, as collateral damage in getting Osama bin Laden. It seems to me to be in real, just as you say, in real time.
Well, but it seems extremely
realistic. We had a friend with us who had read the SEALs book about this, and he contends that it's accurate according to that SEALs account.
Right, and I think the other thing to me that was really interesting is how everything works. I mean, this movie really gives you an inside look into how operations work, how the CIA works, how the FBI works, how these covert missions work, who's involved, who knows what, who makes the calls.
One, the exciting part for me is when Leon Panetta, played by Gandolfini,
well, of course,
comes
you loved that part.
I love that. When they start getting verbal and about jousting about what they're going to do and how they're going to do it, and you have the big shot, and you have the small fry, and you have them all trying to get involved in it. It's great stuff. So that plus the torture sequence, which I found revealing.
And I think what those torture sequences do, it makes you really think about where you stand.
And it's very scary when the
certainly
when the operative looks at that prisoner and says, I own you. And he says, everybody gives in. It's biological. In other words, this is a great thriller, but I don't think it has the heft of Lincoln. Carolyn, what's your grade?
John, you go first.
It is really an A- compared with Lincoln, which is a solid A.
An A-.
Yeah.
For the simple fact that I think, you know, it's definitely worth seeing. It's a good movie, and for all the reasons we discussed, the minus is for the characters. Not enough. You're right. Heft is the great word. It's Movie Time is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center, presenting their Independent Film Showcase, a 12-film series rotating over 8 days, January 17th through the 24th. Gateway has indoor parking in the OSU campus neighborhood at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online, visit gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.